Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up later in the broadcast, we have the founder of the Rainbow Gathering that got attacked by militarized police. Children, of course, were attacked. This was in the local mainstream paper that also witnessed all of this. Any pretext, any excuse to attack the enemy. You see, we have a military, paramilitary police in this country now, and military attacks enemies and breaks things, kill people and break things. And they have been taught that we are the enemy. We are enemies of the corporate Borg state. We must be minded. We must be bossed. We must be basically bossed around, squeezed. Our children are to be harvested for adoption and to be used by pedophiles. And in some cases, just shipped out of the country for slave labor. We are here as a resource like a stand of timber. Or like a field of corn to be cut down and then made into products. And, of course, the police themselves, the military themselves, no one is worse treated than them. They are called animals, scum, trash by their owners. They are experimented on. They are treated worse than anyone else in the system. And that's the way it's always been because the globalists hate and despise their enforcers more than anyone. And so pull all sorts of vicious, dirty tricks on them. And they have them in a little mind control group culture, gang culture, where they're the elite and they're the good guys and they got to stick together and they got to cut corners to, you know, keep the state together. Meanwhile, the state absolutely hates their guts and enjoys crushing them one by one. Because the state is open criminals, conscious criminals, not mind control slave criminals. And so they despise the police because occasionally the way the system's set up, the police system does actually burn real crooks in the system, and the higher-up crooks use the police power to burn their enemies. And so there is a hatred by the system itself of their enforcers. So that's why police and military are burned and fed on and treated like absolute trash, along with most other government workers, i.e. the poison dust, depleted uranium, chemical biological testing, radiological testing. You are the apple of the New World odor's eye. They enjoy hurting you. They enjoy abusing you. It's a big, fun joke to them. We have a really important show lined up for you today. We have Mark Kornke lined up, but I'm unable. It was hard getting him set up on the show because he's been so busy lately with projects. And then we were trying to double check scheduling and double confirm, and I've been unable to. But he's scheduled, as they say, to be dropping in. Always enjoy a good talk with Mark Kornke. Oil sets new record above $147 a barrel. Crude jumps above $147 as concerns persist about Middle East conflict. Last time I checked, gold was at 164 an ounce and going up and down a couple dollars in the range. In fact, I want to know right now what it is. I am on Google. I will type in the word gold, and then that will give me a selection of gold indexes so I can look at several of them because sometimes they're a little bit off. They're a little bit different. And I will be able to tell you what gold is here in just a moment. Gold hit a high of 963 about an hour ago. It is now 957 as central banks dump gold in, trying to drive it down. But it is up in the last week more than, I don't know, what's 57 and 20-something? It's up more than $70 right now, $70+. And that's almost $80. So we'll continue to track that. Stay with us. Vital news straight ahead.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Let me just run through the top of the stack in the news I have here. Oil sets new record above $147 a barrel. OPEC says prepare for it to rise even more, $200 a barrel in sight. Stocks decline as Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac fall sharply. The federal government says they cannot be allowed to collapse. This is called Great Depression. This is called Hold Your Breath, ladies and gentlemen. This is going over the edge of the cliff right now. Fannie, Freddie are too big to fall, lawmakers say. You know, I kept warning everybody for the last six, 7 years about currency devaluation intensely on a daily basis, having guests on a weekly basis, now a daily basis, saying they're devaluing the dollar, and ne'er-do-wells all over the country make YouTube videos and send me threatening emails and comment on the dig stories and in our message board saying we're lying, we're making it up. And they are still saying that. And as things deteriorate even worse, they will then come out and say, okay, the dollar's been devalued, but we've got to support the Federal Reserve in saving us from it. They're our saviors when they're the ones that did it. It is this wanton desire to be ignorant, to be gamed, to be conned, to be lied to lose, to fail, to let the country fall. U.S. Ways takeover of two mortgage giants, Fannie and Freddie Mae. This is just incredible. Those have been giant money laundering, narcotics, trafficking sieves for decades. Don't worry, all the big boys' money's safe in real assets and offshore. While they increase the TV ads telling you where to invest your money and other speculative systems they use to then leverage. Gold hits four-month high on oil and dollar. Gold rallied more than 2% to a four-month high. Today, as the dollar slumped against the euro further, oil soared to a record high, and equity markets floundered on renewed fears over the scope of the credit crisis. Our entire economic future is on the rocks. When a ship runs aground, it then begins breaking up. The country is breaking up now. Now, when we were a industrial nation that was still agrarian, when we still had large industrial capacity and a country of skilled craftsmen and tradesmen who had had the knowledge passed on and who had advanced the knowledge over thousands of years, we had a great brain trust in this country from all over the world, from Europe, from the Middle East, from Asia, from Africa. All those tradesmen had integrated, had shared the knowledge. We were the best in the world. We are now way behind all other industrialized nations, not just for education, but for our trades, craftsmanship. And now we don't even have the base knowledge to start our economy over. The globalists centralized our wealth, transferred our factories, the engine of wealth overseas, told us globalism was mother's milk, and now they are removing the final pins which undergirded this society. And they are going to propose carbon credits to the citizenry. They are ramming them through in England, Canada, and cities in the U.S. Stores are now putting signs up. We got photos of this yesterday. We'll talk about it later. That says if you've got a low-emissions car, you get to park at the front. See, you're going to be second-class citizens if you don't. In California, you'll have on the side of your new car a big sticker by law of what the emissions of that car are. Codifying the fraudulent science that greenhouse gases are causing global warming. Everyone will wear their new equivalent to yellow stars on themselves. The new social engineering, 10 million Maoists, and that's what he admits he's modeling after, Al Gore with big IMF and World Bank and Chase Manhattan, Citibank, J.P. Morgan, Chase funding to the program in the schools. All over Austin, they knife the tires of SUVs. They bash the windows out. It's never on the news, but every time I pull into a major park now, go down to Zilker, there's bashed out windows and lanced tires. As the new army, as the new Maoist waving their red books for the bankers to bring in the new feudalism, viciously go out knifing the tires, thinking they're involved in a revolution, when they're really bringing in the system of total neo-feudalism and control. Gold hits 4-month high on oil dollar plunge. Oil exploding, dollar plunging. And in military news, there are scores of media reports in the foreign press, French news agency, BBC, London Telegraph, Press TV, all reporting what the White House has announced, that they have intensified with an additional $400 million in funding four known al-Qaeda groups, true Sunni Wahhabist sects, commanded by the number three in al-Qaeda, to attack Iran and intensify attacks on them. Now, Iran is laying there taking this while they move to put up blockades and total sanctions of the nation as more of their assets are seized. Iran has no nuclear program, no offensive weapon program. This is in all the government's reports. They can't even get their own true analysts to disgrace themselves and ruin their careers. It's not just that they are good guys. Most of them aren't. They're pragmatists. They know it'll destroy their name forever. They could be indicted for it. So they have the Office of Special Plans, basically a Mossad operation. I mean, that's who runs it, all known dual agent public Israelis, saying, and there's some British intel in there as well. I mean, we've got whole special forces groups commanded by British colonels now. So, I mean, it's just a total handover of our society to foreigners and mercenaries. And they've got little kangaroo offices in the Pentagon putting out the same disinfo, same folks that told you about yellowcake uranium from Niger and aluminum tubes and nukes and jumbo jets that the Iraqis were training in to carry out 9/11, all made up. They would show you hot air 18-wheeler trucks that were for pumping up with hydrogen, the balloons that the British and U.S. sold Saddam for artillery direction during World War II technology, totally peaceful, hydrogen balloons, the trucks that command and control them and pump the hydrogen into them. They knew day one, and they told you they were anthrax machines. I mean, it just, they talk to you like low-grade morons, laughing at you all the way to the bank. And now this, ladies and gentlemen, Jerusalem Post, Israeli warplanes practice in Iraq. And this is the Israeli government says and has confirmed that they have Israeli aircraft, F-15s, F-16s, and their variant aircraft, the Eagle, all stacked up by the hundreds, waiting in Iraq, right across the border from Iran, preparing to attack them. The head of the War Department of Israel, Barak, is over here right now peddling war. He is in D.C. meeting with the president, no doubt showing him pictures of the president with gay porn stars that visited the White House hundreds of times apiece, like Jeff Gannon. I tell people about this and they've forgotten, and they go, oh, I remember. Yeah, and Bush was seen kissing him at press conferences. That's right. He's so out of his mind, he can't even keep his hands off of him in public. I mean, we're going to start seeing governors and people just hug and kiss each other in public. I mean, we all know what most of the governors are. I mean, I'm not even attacking gay people. My point is that this is a guild in government, mainly Republicans. The Democrats, it keeps popping up like women predominantly, but like to rape them and beat them up and bite them. That's what Bill Clinton does. So I'm not even getting into sexual, persuasions here. The point is, it is a guild of aberrant, highly, promiscuous, risk-taking Wild Men. Hundreds of visits by Jeff Gannon alone and a bunch of others he would bring in normally after midnight. Just imagine. You've got Karl Rove, George Bush, and the rest of them just in there, in the White House, with scores of gay porn stars. I mean, what? And I bring that up because even if you don't care they're doing that, even if that doesn't concern you, I mean, imagine if there was a corporation, a business, where this was going on at night, and I mean, all the dangers, all the problems, all the... It's just horrible. Just from a business perspective, much less the White House, where you have spies wanting to infiltrate it, where you have foreign governments wanting to blackmail and control, the total compromised nature of this. And the president starts kissing him on the cheek and hugging him and kissing the top of his head in public. Can't keep his hands off of him. Barack in Washington to lobby for an Iran attack. Paul Joseph Watson wrote this article. It's absolutely key. It's up on prisonplanet.com right now. I'll cover that after the break, but this first, Israeli warplanes practice in Iraq. Israeli Air Force warplanes are practicing in Iraq airspace and land on U.S. air bases in the country as a preparation for a potential strike on Iran, sources in the Israeli Defense Ministry told local news network on Friday. The report, which also was carried by Iranian news outlets, claimed that recently massive IAF overnight presence was detected in several American-held air bases. Iraq denied on Friday reports claiming that Israeli Air Force had been practicing for a possible attack against Iran and its airspace. We'll be right back.
Trouble all my day.
You know, the Arab states are always saying Israel's trying to dominate their countries. They don't want Israel involved inside their nations. They say they don't want Israel trying to take their countries over. Because Israel has written a lot of public military plans to have the Middle East be called Greater Israel, and to put puppet governments over each one, and to basically have the countries hand their national resources over to them. And see, the Arab countries have all read this and seen this and know this. They're not under the propaganda mind control that we're under. Okay, where up is down and down is up, and black is white and white is black. And we know there's been Israeli contractors involved in the torture. We know that there's Israeli companies all over Iraq. This just enrages the Arabs. Now Israel has warplanes sitting in Iraq. Just a dominated nation, 5+ years in, 1 million of them gone, and genocide's being committed, and Israel is sitting there. Hell, they'll probably start building settlements in it, and there's no end. There's no end. And then I hear this, well, Israel's gotta hit. I was on with Mancow, big national show on Monday. He's like, I was just over in Israel, Alex. I understand that hitting Iran's going to make us go into a depression and have us $8 a gallon gas, bare minimum, but we've just got to go ahead and hit them because, you know, Israel's under threat with nukes, and we've just got to protect poor little Israel. And I'm like, man, Cal, they got 400 nukes and a high-tech military. And I'm not, quote, against Israel, except that Israel constantly pushes for gun control in my country, open borders. It's the Israel lobby pushes for all of this, and then they push for starting wars that are going to destroy my country's currency and our name, and I'm mad about it. I mean, I've been criticized for not attacking Israel and not going after all the things they do. I mean, I actually do cover the things Israel does. I just point out that this is what governments do and that the source of evil on earth is not Israel, but it certainly is one of the sources. I mean, Israel's involved in white slave trafficking like no one else except maybe the Saudis. Israel's involved in massive narcotics trafficking and ecstasy trafficking and everything else into the U.S., money laundering. I mean, it's like the Luxembourg of the world. Luxembourg. I mean, that's where you can run and hide if you're an Israeli, commit any crime you want, don't get in trouble. Israel's clearly infesting the Pentagon and the White House, and steering this country towards destruction. And it's illegal to preach the gospel in Israel. But, and I've had Christians defend that and say, well, that's of the Lord. And I'm really tired of all these Christian Zionists saying, kill all Palestinian children and shove hand grenades up their rear ends and kill them. And, you know, that's Pastor Hagee and Michael Reagan. And Israelis run over U.S. citizens with armored vehicles and then laugh. And then talk show hosts say, good, kill more Americans. And, you know, we're the bad guys now. The U.S. and Israel. And there's no doubting that. I mean, who could say we aren't? And I think Israel's power mad. I mean, Israel is professional, focused, very wicked, very cunning, and they think they're invincible, just like Hitler thought, just like Napoleon thought, just like so many others thought, and it's over. I mean, it's they think because they have the nukes and the U.S. has the nukes, they can be the new Hitlers and do whatever they want and get away with it. And I'm telling you, that's not the case. They're taking everybody into destruction, into Armageddon. According to sources, former military officers in Anbar province said IDF jets arrived during the night from Jordanian airspace, enter Iraq's airspace, and land on a runway near the city of Haditha. The sources estimate the jets were preparing for raids on Iran's nuclear sites. Multiple Israeli Defense Agency sources confirm. The sources said the American bases in Iraq may serve as a platform for the IDF from which to attack Iran. If Israeli warplanes will take off from Iraq, they can reach the reactor in 5 minutes, a record time, said sources, which was always in the Pentagon and Israeli plans going back to 1983 and 84 when Saddam was their little boy attacking Iran at the time and killing over 1 million Iranians. The whole time it was to break Iraq up in three pieces, deindustrialize them so they couldn't be leaders, so they could be puppets, vassals, and to then use Iraq as a newly captured protectorate to attack Iran, linking up with Afghanistan, then on China's doorstep. This has nothing to do with U.S. interest or for the average interest of an Israeli. This is World War III.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are here live. We are then also live Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. 5 days a week is not enough. We come in on the weekend because so much always happens on Saturday and Sunday. We're going to have him for the next hour and a half, and we're going to open the phones up later in the next hour for Mark Kornke. Mark Kornke, of course, one of the leading figures in the resistance against the New World Order from back in the early 1990s right through to today. Bill Clinton tried to blame him for the Oklahoma City bombing, along with a lot of other people, just totally made up. McVeigh was running around to hundreds of different patriot groups trying to create a ledger or a history. We now have sworn affidavits confirming that, and it's come out that the Southern Poverty Law Center was running him and the Elohim City fake white supremacist compound. And McVeigh ran all over the country to hundreds of groups, Waco, you name it, to then connect those groups later. And in sworn affidavit, that is now what Terry Nichols has said there in his federal prison, that, yes, McVeigh said, I'm a U.S. government operative. I'm doing this for patriotism. Of course, we already knew that and had video of him at military bases after he was supposedly out. We had the internal state police reports, but that's all coming up. We'll get Mark to briefly talk about the history so we can understand the future. And then I also want to get his take on what's coming up with Iran. If we go into martial law, how he thinks things will unfold. Mark's got a great, sharp mind. And, of course, worked with Army intelligence as well. and has woken up so many countless people. So we're really happy to have Mark joining us today. Folks, I released Truth Rising on July 4th. I could have waited to the fall to release it, which is always a better time for video sales to release a film. But because it needs to be seen by everyone, I released it literally within just a few weeks of it being done. As we released it, the day before the DVDs arrived from being mass-produced. And I'll just be point-blank with the audience. There's a huge buzz on the Internet. It has been ripped all over the web, which we want. It is getting already millions of views on Google and hundreds of thousands on YouTube, and it's all over the file-sharing networks, one of the biggest files being downloaded on the file-sharing networks, and that's great. But we need to get outside the Internet audience. You know, it's amazing that you can have something be seen by more than a million people in a week, but then you can sell a few hundred of them. And the film cost $70,000 to make. I mean, I paid the people, most of them, for the footage we got who were 9/11 truthers. Even though they were offering it for free, I would still pay them. I had to fly to New York twice, go all over the place, pay for the music to be made. 2 years making this, $70,000. And at the rate we are selling these, we will never even pay it off. And so I would ask listeners who've seen it online, even if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member and you've seen it in high quality, to order the DVD at Infowars.com. The DVD needs to be seen, plus it's in super high quality. It's a great encoding. It was shot in high def, but then crunched down to the regular DVD format, so it plays on all the players. But it looks like film, and it is an amazing, you know, the history of the 9/11 truth movement, how the globalists carried out the attacks, the key info, how the police are trying to set up 9/11 truthers, trying to plant bombs on us, how the media is attacking us in a concerted effort. It's important to say who we are, and it grows the movement, and it shows people how to take over media events. Evidenced by 2 days ago, CNN, Fox, ABC, live on C-SPAN, huge news. They brought up We Are Changed, 9/11 Truth, brought up questions to McCain. We're going to Mark in a minute, but I've got to get this out and get his take on it. Brought up questions to McCain about, well, you were the guy that founded PNAC, Project for American Century, that called for terror attacks in the U.S. They read quotes from it. And McCain looks down, gets upset, and looks really scared, and turns and walks away. The body language is, to anybody who doesn't even have criminology training, to just a layman is, my God, he looks like, you know, you just pulled out the murder weapon in front of him. And then he stumbles through it, and everybody saw this for what it was. I mean, in the film, we went and confronted Gary Hart, and he admits, yes, the U.S. government stages terror attacks. This is the head CFR guy who was clearly involved. Folks, they are cracking up. We have shaken them up. They've got all this arrogance, all this aplomb, all this chutzpah, all this bravado, and it's falling apart now, and major polls show the majority know they did it. But let me tell you something. If we don't fully expend our energy now waking up people that don't know it's an inside job and showing the social proof of how big we've gotten, they're going to be able to carry out more attacks, and then it's going to be a hot war, and it isn't going to be pretty. We can fully discredit them. Folks, I've got stacks of news here, and I want to get into that with Mark later, but I got to get to Mark, where we now have identified who the prime suspects are with the Thermate, who the bombers are, their names, and we've got engineers like Kevin Ryan coming out, physicists like Stephen Jones coming out with their names. We have got it is exponentially growing. It is people are paying attention now. We've engineered, reverse engineered back who did it, how they did it, everything. I mean, we're getting close, folks, and that means the enemy is dangerous. Okay? The enemy is dangerous, and attacking Iran is like a bank robber when they're in the corner grabbing a hostage. They need a war to smokescreen it, or staging a nuke attack. They could do anything. And so we need to get Truth Rising out on DVD, also because they can shut the web down, and then you're not going to have a way of really getting these around to people. We need, folks, if you've got an old car, go sell it, get $5,000, go buy a DVD duplicator for $100, buy 5,000 blanks and make copies and have your area knee deep. I mean, you better get aggressive right now. This is the maximum effort right at the end. We are at the very end here, folks, before the next level. And we're going to shape what that next level is. Are we going to let them have the momentum? Are we going to let them be on the offense as we go into a hot war? Or are we going to be on the offensive ourselves and kick their butt? Mark Kornke, what do you say to that analysis?
Well, actually, that's one of the most important things, Alex, right now, is that everybody needs to simply speak their mind. And we watch the response of the characters around you. I do this every day, every place I go. Two things happen. Number one, I've got people walking up to me that know me for probably pretty much all my life. And some of them were quiet. They didn't want to say anything back when we were trying to explain about things like the MJTF, the dropping of U.S. borders, the attack on our sovereignty. But now they're coming up and going, either they're saying two things. What do I do? That's my favorite. And when do you think it's going to start? Now, these are people who were always staying in the periphery, or I don't think it'll happen in my lifetime. The problem is this. For these people, the most important thing that changed them is that years ago, I didn't hesitate to say, here's what's going to happen. This is what they're up to. This is who they are. This is where it's going. Now, everybody out there listening needs to do the same thing. And one of the things about video is, remember, when you walk away, that video is still there. If a person with a DVD in hand looks at it and gets a little overwhelmed, what they'll do is they can shut it off. They can walk away. I know a lot of people have told me this. You know, I watched what you were saying, and I had to shut it off because I had to sit and think for a while. I had to mull it over. I had to work it because there's just so much information, which is true. However, one of the most important things we need to understand is we are dealing, just as you said, with a criminal set of minds. These criminals are involved in high treason. That is the simplest way to describe it. They are employees that are betraying us, the employers. And they have sold out to the devil in a number of different forms and have now murdered Americans openly. Now, they've done it before. We watched Waco. Everybody saw that on national television. And that was a combination of foreign troops combined with U.S. secret police forces / the alphabet soup agency.
And they later admitted it was a laboratory test, even in Newsweek. And, Mark, think about all the chemical, biological testing, murdering our troops, murdering foster children with radiation, all declassified 30, 40, 50 years ago as they were creating the murder cadres that would even kill their own people.
Exactly. Well, one of the things most important to remember, too, is that if we are seeing, and this is where you got to challenge everybody's mind, Operation Northwood's still the best example, okay? We all have that as public documents that came out. I'd be willing to bet that a percentage already were scrabbled and dragged back in and reclassified by this administration. It wouldn't have made a difference which one was in here. If it was Kerry Ringknocker A or Bushite 2, the adventure continues. Either way, it would have still ended up in the same result that they realized that, well, because the machine is so big, papers were being pushed out. Partially, now I will say this, you got to remember, there's a lot of Americans in the system.
No, we know they're being leaked, yeah.
That's right. People are throwing this stuff out there like, how can we get this to people? Because we had to do this years ago. How can you
well,
get
what
it
did
to
the
people
Navy,
without disclosing
what did the Navy
these?
Say in the Washington Post on September 10th? They said Israel will probably stage a terror attack in the U.S. to go into Iraq. They put that in the Washington Post the day before to warn people.
Well, now let's touch it on, and again, you go to YouTube, and you probably got this already. Remember the supposed Arabs that weren't, they were Israelis that were on the van cheering when the towers were hit? The basic question that has to be asked is this. To anybody with any common sense, and the police already asked this question, how would you know to have the van there? How would you know to be dressed as Arabs when you're Israelis? And how would you know to have the camera set up to take in the right shot? You see the problem? Just with stuff like that? With all of the actions with regard to the terrorists in general, which are elements of our government, people say, well, wouldn't somebody know? A whole lot of people do know. And the hardest thing when you get into actions that are as intricate as this is you have to get past the one problem. Trained professionals. See, Alex, everybody has a skill. Everybody has a trade. We work in production, radio production. We understand how to make radio work. How many people out there have been in the Air Force and know how the Air Force works? How many people know how the Air Force responds to aircraft when they're off course in the U.S.? Now, how many people understand how the FAA works and flight air traffic control? You have to get past the FAA people, and you have to get past the Air Force, and make people believe that four aircraft were flying around the U.S., uncensored
for hours.
And in the middle of the highest air traffic control district and the holy of holies for air defense, Washington, D.C. Now, if you believe that, then I, like I said, you're stone cold stupid, and, you know, the rest is history. The bottom line is you got to get past the FAA and you got to get past the Air Force. And that ain't going to happen. So if it did, you got to ask who got in the way of it.
And then, how do you have drills on 9/11 of the exact same targets being hit at the exact same time with the Pentagon and NORAD superimposing over the FAA and everybody else's screens fake blips? And you hear them on the tape saying, I've never seen so much real world during an exercise, and get these blips off my screen. I mean, all of this is going on. But going back to the info war, I know it's shaking the enemy up, Mark, that so many people now know it's an inside job, that the term inside job, self-inflicted wound, false flag is now common knowledge, that polls show the majority know it's an inside job. I know the globalists weren't counting on us aggressively exposing their operation.
Well, that's the other key thing here. One thing we will remind everybody, we are in what are the most dangerous times because, as you said, when a criminal gets caught, and that's what's happened here, these criminals have been caught literally with their hand in the cookie jar all the way up to their armpit. It's kind of like they snuck in the kitchen, they're up on the high chair, they've got their arm in the cookie jar, and you walk in and hit the light switch from the ceiling. You've got this, who, me, expression, of course, like an owl caught in the headlights. And these characters realize that there's no place to turn. Now, here's the problem. Oklahoma, the reason Oklahoma took place is because the ring knockers, the spit swappers, all were in trouble, and it was a reaction. It was not a response. Even 9/11
yes.
was desperation. It was a reaction, not a response. It was fabricated, and it was hoping to get certain things moving. But because of its intricacies in and of itself, that created the problem for them. If they try another foolishness like this, in other words, nuking a city or doing whatever, too many people are up to speed. You're not working in a vacuum anymore. And
we're all watching right now, and we, in the last 7 years, have gotten very advanced as an organic, truly grassroots intelligence network, and our people are now everywhere. Police departments, high command in the military, state governments, our people are everywhere. And we're not trying to sound big here, folks. I don't even want to even say how many people I know we've got. It is incredible. Mark, I mean, they are a paper tiger, but if they can bark and try to intimidate us, they're going to win. If we can just realize that we're going to win and that the idea is bulletproof, they can kill a Mark Korn here and Alex Jones. They cannot win if we just keep on coming.
Well, again, the important thing is everybody out there listening needs to do their part. And again, you need to speak up now. If you, as it is, my problem is this. I argue that the other side is going to do something stupid. One way or another, they're going to get desperate because we don't like the technology. Here's the thing, people. We're not into the police state. However, just because we don't like the technology doesn't mean that we don't know how to use it. See, that's what everybody, that's the other side where they really glitched out here, because we are from the techno world. All the guys that I went to school with went to Silicon Valley. The people I went personally to school with, I went into aerospace engineering. And that got me into the intel field, and there's a whole long story on that. But the point is, all of us, many of us, are all still interconnected. We've known each other for 40 years, 35 years, 25 years. And these people all have the same interests that our listeners have right now. They all have applied their technologies to monitor and to more closely observe the enemy, and they're under the microscope. Here's the thing. Think about this. All the listeners right now that are on this radio, this program right now, how many of them have cell phone cameras? How many of them have throwaway cameras? How many of them virtually can give you on-time delivery of an event as it's taking place without them destroying
and you
it in
all
one form or another?
Need to think of yourselves as what you are, the last-ditch defense of the republic and free humanity on a planetary scale. You literally are the solution. You are the info warriors, and unfortunately, may have to be the physical fighters if this continues, and it is going to continue. It's it. You're it, folks. You are in a combat zone. with an occupied country with a brainwashed population, and it's your job to go in behind enemy lines and unlock their minds.
Exactly. And one of the interesting things, too, is we have to be both in the balanced with the ethereal world of the mind and the physical world, being prepared to actually defend ourselves and wage effective war. We must support the militia. You must be part of the militia, even if it is as just as an individual for the moment. You must be part of the information base. In fact, the basic rule is this. Heinlein said it best. Human beings are able to do virtually anything. Every human being listening has the ability to have many different skills ingrained upon their mind so that they are generalists rather than just specialists. And that's what we need, people. We need a million generalists out there that can do anything necessary so that we can replace one another as need be.
And by the way,
the problem.
Absolutely. If the globalists take over, folks, we could take the country back with butter knives. Mark will explain that when we get back.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul.
Mark's going to be on with us till the end of the next hour. The next Friday, he's agreed to come on for 2 hours. With everything that's happening in the world right now, I think we need to hear his voice now more than ever. His website's pbn.4mg.com, pbn.4mg.com, patriotbroadcastingnetwork.4mg.com. And again, I'm going to put the call out, Get Truth Rising. You, I'm talking to you out there, get one high-quality DVD from me and go buy a DVD duplicator side by side. They're like $100 at Fry's or Best Buy. Buy a bunch of DVD fives. They're not very expensive, like 50 cents a piece, and make a bunch of copies. I mean, folks, I'm working all the time, and I'm giving people copies of videos. Go to Infowars.com, get Truth Rising, or get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. You can burn them to disc there. It's not in the quality of a DVD, but it's close. It is so important. This just out, Bush, McCain, and Obama to visit Bohemian Grove from Paul Watson at PrisonPlanet.com. Going back to Mark Kornke, Mark, there's a bunch of stuff I want to pick your brain about and get your take on. But getting into the butter knife brigade, if things go hot in this country, I want you to spend some time on different scenarios, how you see this taking place, how they'll probably hit us to get the cops to rally behind the feds. I've had state police that used to laugh at us calling in and writing me saying, yeah, they're telling us get ready for martial law now. I mean, how do you see this unfolding if they decide to go with it?
Well, here's an example. How many people remember when we came out with American Peril, 1993? It was while Waco was taking place. I specifically explained the process of MJTF forces, Multi-Jurisdictional Task Force. MJTF elements are being expanded upon and now publicly talked about in the most liberal of cities. Let me give you an example. Right here in Washtenaw County in Ann Arbor, Michigan, you know, California on the Huron, as we call it, we have now another force you need to watch for, mobile field forces. Does that sound like a combat operation? Doesn't it sound like a military formation, field forces?
SWAT teams now put the number of people they've killed on the side of their some of their tanks.
MFF, Mobile Field Force, 102 officers from around the county, not the only part of the element, 11 different police agencies cooperating to create an MFF, Mobile Field Force. They just operated and practiced at Ann Arbor High School here in Ann Arbor, Michigan. So for all those people who go, not near the U of M, right, kitty corner, Pioneer High School is kitty corner, Alex, to the U of M
football
stadium.
Mark, I
got to
stop you again. Associated Press, Michigan, Texas, everywhere, they bring the elementary students out, throw fake blood on them, scream at them, have men come and say they're going to kill them. Don't tell the kids it's fake. They literally crap themselves. This is in the Associated Press. And then say, we're homeschoolers here to kill you. That is hardcore Soviet-style mind control torture to where the children hate gun groups and homeschoolers and are ready to go on FEMA buses. Go ahead.
Yep, exactly. No, that's about right in line with it. We've got video footage of the training that was done on the west side of the state. Where they actually brought the troops in without telling any of the parents, had them in there handcuffing the kids, rousting them up, moving them around. So, yes, this is exactly in line with what we've warned people about for a long time.
This is drilling everyone to go to the FEMA camps, drilling all over the country.
Yep.
They load the kids up, practice taking them to the FEMA camp.
You know, a tie into this. What happened to this little movie about, remember the one with the explosion that was supposed to be in downtown L.A., and the wife goes downtown, and the husband goes to try and find her, and the cops already have gas masks on? You remember that? What happened to that program? What happened to that series slash movie?
Oh, you're talking about Jericho.
No, there was another one. It got a whole bunch of little blurb ads and disappeared. That's my whole point. It's fascinating. These things they came out with, they don't want people to realize this is what they were, you know, prepping everything
well,
for.
Well, in Jericho, the government nukes itself for martial law, Mark.
Exactly.
Oh, letting us know. Stay there. Back in 1 minute. Go through how this will break down and how it will happen. Folks, they're not playing games.